Mays Bidrochai Loi Holocho, as of Unay Vazavtim, of Fonai Mehem Nepocho, Roganti Vehilalti, you may I believe Binish Bocho, a Josefarti, Mirashesa, Yishlicho. Kino Yud Aleph is a kino that Yirmiyahu said on the murder of Yeshayahu. Over here, Yeshayahu was the grandson of Menashe. Menashe started off as a terrible Rosha, trying to get Kal Yisrael to detach itself from the Eibishter to Din Avodah Zarah. And Kal Yisrael became so full of Avodah Zarah that even though at the end of Menashe's life he did tshuva, but he couldn't uproot the Avodah Zarah that he planted in Kal Yisrael. Menashe's son was killed after 2 years, and Yeshayahu took over. He was only 8 years old when he took over. And Kal Yisrael was very, very entrenched into Avodah Zarah. And it seems like Yeshayahu hadn't even seen the Sefer Torah. And after 18 years that Yeshayahu was the king, he finally chanced upon a Sefer Torah and he opened it up. And he came to it opened up to the pasuk of Orer Asher Lo Yokum Es Divrei HaTorah Azoyis La'Asei Soisa. And Yeshayahu, he saw this and he ripped his clothing and he cried out, Oleinu Lahakim, we have to be making the Torah. And Yeshayahu called together all the leaders of Kal Yisrael and he tried to institute that people should go around inspiring and uprooting the Avodah Zarah. Inspiring Kal Yisrael, uprooting the Avodah Zarah. And Yeshayahu held that he was very successful in uprooting the Avodah Zarah from Kal Yisrael. But like it says in the Kino over here, that Dovak boy chait leitzonei hador asher komu achar hadeles listar. It was litzonim. There were people that were not inspired and they resisted what Yeshayahu wanted to do, wanted to fix up in Kal Yisrael. But there were people that used to come to make sure to take out all the Avodah Zarahs. And they had an idea that they were going to put an Avodah Zarah, they're going to split the door in half. They're going to put the Avodah Zarah in between the two halves. And when you open the door, the Avodah Zarah will split in half, is going to be behind the door, and nobody will be able to recognize it. And so Yeshayahu was not totally successful in taking away all the Avodah Zarah from Kal Yisrael. And then Pari Nechei, he wanted to fight a war against Aram Naharayim. And he sent a message to Yeshayahu that instead of going around Eretz Yisrael, which was a much longer way, he wanted to use Eretz Yisrael to go through to get to Aram Naharayim. And Yeshayahu remembered the pasuk that it says, "V'cherev lo yisavor ba'arzachem." If Kal Yisrael is going to be clean, Kal Yisrael is going to be tzaddikim, then the schar is going to be v'cherev lo yisavor ba'arzachem. Even a cherev to go through Eretz Yisrael to fight war will not go in Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshayahu said that no. You cannot go through, because Kal Yisrael are clean of Avodah Zarah. And Yirmiyahu sent a message to Yeshayahu that don't think that Kal Yisrael is totally clean of Avodah Zarah. There are people that sin privately, and we don't have the schus for the kiyum of this bracha of Acherev Leisavar Ba'artzachem. And Yeshayahu asked Chulda Hanaviyah, and she said the same thing. But Yeshayahu was determined, Yeshayahu held that he was successful in eradicating all the Avodah Zarah. And he did not let Pari Nechei come in. And Parnachay went out to wage a war against Klal Yisrael. And in that war, Yoshio went out, and like it says later in the Kinnah, Vayoiru Hamoirim Lamelech Yoshio, and the archers, the people that were shooting arrows, they shot to Melech Yoshio. And they shot, the Kinnah says, Vayizriku Boy Shloish Meyos Chitzim. And Kalim Hitu Achrov Ezain Moitza Piu. And Kalim is referring to Yirmiyahu. He went to hear, he saw that Yoshio, as his neshama was leaving him, he was saying something. And he went and he put his ear next to Yoshio's mouth. And he heard Yoshio say, Tzadiku Hashem Kimarisi Piu. And at the end of the Kinnah, it says that after Yoshio was killed, Klal Yisrael said Hespedim. And when you say Hespedim, you connect yourself to that tzaddik. And Tolo be'esim ushtayim meharois shosois. The Beis Hamikdash should have been chorev right away as soon as Yoshio was killed. But the Eibishter put off the Churban Beis Hamikdash for 22 years. Ki softu loy echa. Since they said Hespedim about Yoshio, which means they connected to Yoshio with 22 Oisius, so that's why the Eibishter put off the Churban Beis Hamikdash for 22 years. And we fear Ois. Zamoisi, I thought Kilo Ad Yahili, that the Eibishter would be in the Beis Hamikdash forever. But Roshati, I did Averis. Venosati, and I was sent into Golos, Venutash Oli, and the Beis Hamikdash was abandoned by the Eibishter.